Welcome to Robots and the Future podcast, hosted by Juliana Wright and friends. I'm a junior coder and repetition at Algoed Work Robotics Academy. This is a weekly podcast where I get to hang out with my friends at the academy, as well as everywhere around the world.
Welcome to the very first episode of Robots and the Future. My name is Juliana Wright. The very first episode is Get to Know Juliana. If you want to comment on social media, the hashtag is Robots and the Future. To help me through this episode, I have Quinza Gutle, also known as KK.
Hi, my name is KK, as Juliana just said. I would like to thank you for having me on this first episode. We have a couple of questions here for you, and the first one is from Michaela Chatswind from Klerksdorp in the Northwest Province. Asked, I would like to know more about robotics and why are you so passionate about it?
Why I'm so passionate about robotics is because every day you're learning a new thing, and it's just more exciting to learn a new thing every day, like a new sensor, a new code, how to 3D print, and much more.
Okay. Tajmir and Natasha from Durban in the KwaZulu-Natal province ask, how does a 10-year-old get started in robotics?
How 10-year-old gets started in robotics is they go to the engineeringforkids.club website and they register there and pick their courses.
That's nice for kids, and I hope that is very nice so they could get to know robotics better. Leone from Heartbeat Stopped asked, where did your love for robotics come about?
When my love for robotics came about is when we used to watch this one show called Robot Wars, and I just loved watching it, and my mom always asked, can we please change the channel? And I said no, and she was really surprised that I actually liked watching it, because what you learned there is robotics.
Okay. Gabriella from Johannesburg asked, when did you start your love for robotics, and have you made or built anything yet?
When I started my love for robotics, it was when I was 8, and I loved it so much. And I have made a project, and it's called Social Distancing Glasses. It's really good with today's social distancing, because it turns red when a person's too close to you, green when they are far enough away from you, and yellow when you can still take a few steps backwards.
Okay, that is very nice, because in this situation of COVID, we really need it. And people don't seem to respect the COVID rules. So we have here Carl from Empangeni in the KwaZulu-Natal province asked, how did you become interested in robotics?
Well, how I came interested in robotics, not just with the TV show that I used to watch, was with an exhibition that went to Boardwalk and Quasi Shopping Center. And it was just so good that I was there till they started setting up from when they ended. And my mom really saw that I had a big passion for robotics.
That's nice. So I guess you'd say robotics is more nice to you as it, you say it's a hobby.
Yes, I feel like robotics is a hobby for me and to everyone.
Okay. Javesh Naidu from Balito asked, how long did it take for you to make your social distancing glasses?
How long it took me to make my social distancing glasses was a year, and I'm really happy it is now all developed.
Okay, so that is a very nice idea, by the way. Mbali Zulu from Isikawini asked, what is the innovation you are working on?
The innovation I'm working on is a self-food project where you can cook without electricity or any gas stoves, and it's just powered all by wind or solar panels.
So that project is
yes.
Carl from asked, Do you do anything besides robotics?
I do a lot besides robotics. It's also when I do my school activities, as in schoolwork, as well as when I play with my cousins and do tennis.
Okay. Lindiwe from Kwadlangezwa asked, what motivates you to continue doing your charity work?
What motivates me to continue doing my charity work is my mom and dad. As I was little, I always used to see and look how my mom and dad always used to do everything, and I just got so passionate about it.
Oh, so you also had a little bit of help from your parents helping you to know more about charity and how it is good for your community.
Yes.
She also asked, most people get discouraged when people speak badly about them. And what advice can you give people who experience this to help them deal with it?
Well, to help you deal with it is when you have somebody really close to you, as in a family member or a teacher, or someone who you can really trust and you know who can solve the problem for you, because I was a victim of bullying, and it really is not a nice thing. But what I learned in my lesson is don't be shy to ask anyone if you need help.
In the next episode, we would like to know who will be featured in as your second guest.
The second guest will be Intle, and I actually have her to answer the question with me right now.
Hi everyone, I'm Intle Gwele. You can expect to see me in episode 2, and I hope you'll learn a little bit more about me. And yeah, there's a lot more to come, and I hope you're excited.
Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of Robots and the Future podcast. Bye!
Bye!